Hi, folks. Welcome back to another episode of ALD TV. Our topic for this month is something that affects all of us, work-life balance. When work and life are in equilibrium, we're happy and productive. But when this scale falls out of balance, the results can be unpleasant for both you and the company.
There is a whole slew of reasons you might feel an imbalance between work and life. Spending long hours at work only to head home to more responsibilities such as housework, family duties, volunteer activities, or other time-consuming tasks can lead to an unpleasant feeling of imbalance.
That housework, that's the worst for
me.
Did you know that according to the Mayo Clinic, the consequences of poor work-life balance can include fatigue and poor health, which leads to potential costly mistakes or accidents both at work and in your personal life, can even make you more susceptible to illnesses. These are consequences that I know I don't want to experience. I'm sure you all don't either.
You know, that's actually interesting because I heard that the opposite is true as well, in that those who believe they have a good work-life balance are 21% more productive at work and save significantly on healthcare costs than those who don't feel like they have a good work-life balance.
Wow. So you could be healthier and happier? Dang, that sounds nice. So what can you do if you're feeling burnt out or imbalanced between work and life? Thankfully, there's a number of research suggestions out there, but ultimately it is up to you to find what works best. However, here's our suggestions. First, improve your time management skills. By organizing your tasks into categories based on urgency and importance, you can focus on your highest priority and not experience undue amounts of stress from the less important or less urgent tasks. To perfect this skill and learn many more time management techniques, sign up for a time management workshop with Mallory and the Academy of Learning and Development. This course was designed to be relevant in both work and life, so no matter where you're feeling the stress, these skills will be beneficial to everybody.
I have another one, and that is to take part in communities at work, whether it's a basketball league or a yoga club, a walking group, a voices committee, or any other work community. Being a part of a group can lessen related stress that you may have to work and can actually make you feel better.
Wow, that sounds nice.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll start a bowling group here. We have a lot of long hallways.
Can we put up bumpers?
Yeah, that's probably smart. How about another tip? Use your volunteer time off to support a cause that matters to you. Did you know that all part-time and full-time team members across this company receive 2 full days of volunteer time off, or VTO, each year? By using this benefit to support a local charity, you can improve your happiness and help those in your community, all while restoring some balance to your work and life.
And this one I need to take advantage of, and that is to use the fitness facilities at your work location, or take a walk on your lunch break. Studies show that people who exercise for at least 30 minutes several days each week are, in fact, 30% more likely to consider themselves happy compared to those who don't exercise as regularly.
It's time to get your sweat on, folks. Ultimately, it is important for each of us to figure out what works best for ourselves. I personally found that by enjoying lunch with a group, I feel like a part of a community here. It makes me want to come into work and socialize rather than just put my nose down and work. Also, by implementing some time management techniques, I'm able to prioritize projects in both work and life, so the stress and feeling of being overwhelmed doesn't bog me down too much. I hope these tips help you find a positive balance between work and life. If you have any suggestions that you'd like us to share, send us an email at academyld@holidayandclub.com. We would love to hear them.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. We'll see you next time on ALD TV.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to ALD TV, produced by the Academy of Learning and Development. Visit academyld.com to subscribe and see more of our content.